Okay, away from the sordid world of banking, let's talk about capital gains tax for a moment. This is a measure that slightly amends the principal private residence relief. And of course, that's a very important relief. We all terribly depend upon that in our flats and our houses. And that gives an effective 100% relief on CGT for people whose houses have risen in value. And the relief is designed to stop an unwanted hit to tax when you've been living in your house. But here's the issue, and here's why it came up in the PPR. The PPR, the Principal Private Residence Relief, has got a hole in it. And what it means is that if you, under one of these adult placement schemes where you're caring for an adult in your household, then as you are required to use one or more rooms exclusively for the use of the adult in care, it means that the principal private residence relief will be at risk. Now, as AAT members, we've been aware of this issue for a long time. In fact, we're very clear about giving advice to people who say, should I be using a part of my home exclusively for an office, for my business, and can I claim some kind of allowance on it? And our answer has always been, well, there's a balance to be struck between getting the short-term benefit through income tax or corporation tax relief and having a long-term problem with CGT. Now, this is the same sort of logic, and it means basically that as it stands, the taxation of the Chargeable Gains Act would give you a problem with CGT if you used part of your house exclusively for adult care. And the Chancellor announced that the Finance Bill 2010 is going to remove this possible restriction. So that's got to be good news for people who use their houses for care. We all know that it's a problem with adults in care, with an ageing population, and we're going to have to look at people being in care in homes for a long time. So that, in my view, is good news. Okay. I want to look very quickly at the other capital tax, inheritance tax, of course. The Chancellor yesterday announced that the proposed increase, which has been around since FA 2007, where you get an automatic increase with inflation in the nil rate band for IHT every year, the news is that that's going to go. And so legislation will be introduced in the next finance bill in 2010 to actually peg the nil rate band at the current level of £325,000. You'll recall that with the automatic increase, that was due to go up to £350,000.